This is the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn. One of the things I loved to do as a child was to go to the library, to the children's department, and I still remember the librarian's name, Mrs. Church. I loved to go and visit her, and she would help me sort through things and figure out what I should take home on that particular day, because there's so many books out there. There's so much to choose from. And parents can face the same dilemma. How can we guide our children to a love of reading, help them select books they'll enjoy, widen their appreciation of the world, and at the same time sharpen their reading and thinking skills? Two guests join me this afternoon with some reading suggestions for children from the very youngest readers through high school. They are Barbara Lintner and Kristen Hungerford. Barbara is the director of the Children's Services Department at the Urbana Free Library. Kristen is a children's librarian at the Champaign Public Library. And the suggestions they have for us this afternoon, by the way, can be found on our website, will.uiuc.edu. Kristen, Barbara, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's so nice to see you. So why don't we just dive right in here? So many books, so little time, as the saying goes. Let's go through, first of all, the range of reading abilities that the two of you have kind of broken things down into. We've got first and second graders, third and fourth graders, five and six, middle school, high school. And each of you have selected a couple of books for each group. So let's begin with the youngest readers. Who wants to start?
I can go ahead and start.
Okay, Barbara.
I pulled out Amelia Bedelia. She's been around for a long time. She has a lot of trouble with her words. Adults would call it malaprop-ism. In this particular one that I pulled out, which was Amelia Bedelia, Rocket Scientist, she is on her way to a science fair, and she can't figure out what the judge is doing there, not being in court. And she also has trouble when she sees a robot who can pick up a room. She thinks he must be really strong. And she eventually turns the teacher, Mr. Dinglebat, into a mad scientist. So there's a lot of humor in these. The kids have fun because the kids, of course, know the meanings, and it's humorous. And Peggy Parrish passed away in 1988, but her nephew, Herman, is writing the books now.
Okay, so this is a series of books.
Yes, it is.
Okay. And Kristen?
I chose a newer series to look at, Baby Mouse by Jennifer and Matthew Holm. It is a great introduction to graphic novels for early readers, and girls especially are going to appreciate Baby Mouse's adventures. They are all illustrated in pink, black, and white. Baby Mouse, she goes to school with the other animals, and so the books are school stories. They're also books about reading and books about imagination.
Yeah, and dreaming.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. Which is imagination, and she dreams of being queen of the world. But of course, she's got some pretty stiff competition from Felicia Furry Paws.
Yes.
Okay, let's move on to grades 3 and 4. And maybe if we have time, we can come back and
sure.
Do some of these other books that you've listed. Grades 3 and 4. Barbara?
Okay. I did pick Martin the Warrior, which is one of the Redwall series. And we were remarking earlier on how that's a really thick, heavy book for a third grader. But they appeal a lot to boys. I like to think of them as Lord of the Rings for beginners, because it's a series of battle stories between woodland creatures that are smaller against the bigger, larger woodland creatures. They're all set in kind of a medieval setting, and there's a lot of battle, a lot of complexity, a lot of adventure, and that's what really appeals to the boys.
Yeah. It really struck me looking through these books last night that kids have a range of reading abilities. You know, maybe they're a little behind, maybe they're a little bit ahead, or maybe they're way behind or way ahead of where we generally think of children being at a certain age. So maybe it would be good here to talk just a moment about how do we gauge where a child is, where their reading abilities are.
When they come in and ask, I know the typical thing for us to do is ask them what the best the last best book they read. And so that kind of gives us an idea of where they are, as long as we recognize the book. But quite often this works very well. And then I've had third graders who are reading adult science fiction that I often talk to. And so it's just amazing, the difference in range. Once they erupt through the second grade, third grade, you know, getting a handle on reading, some of them go really fast and some of them go fairly slow.
Yeah. Do you ever have parents come in and ask you for help with maybe suggestions for books that the child can read alone and then maybe read together books with an adult? Kristen?
Yep, we have that as well, and we have lists put together. We have series books, especially that kids enjoy reading on their own. They like the familiarity of the characters, and then maybe with an adult to tackle some longer books.
Okay. Well, should we jump into, Kristen, your choice for third grade and fourth grade?
I brought a shorter selection for third graders and fourth graders called The Secrets of Miss Snickles' Class. Everybody has secrets, but this teacher and her students have exceptional ones. A bedwetter, someone that lives at school, someone that actually loves their little sister, someone who knows who the Tooth Fairy is, and a girl who used to be a swan. So if you're a fan of wacky school stories, such as the Wayside School series, you will really enjoy The Secrets of Miss Snickles' Class.
Yeah, I was struck by this right here when you open up the book and you read the description of the book. In Miss Snickles' topsy-turvy classroom, there are no tests or math lessons. Instead, there are pizza-topping spelling contests and class trips to find runaway desks. So, you know, again, we're having fun with, you know, Barbara mentioned the teacher, Dinglebat. Yeah. So it's kind of fun to have teacher fun, isn't it?
It is.
You know? Things that the kids are familiar with within their own realm. Okay. So we've tackled now a suggestion or two for third graders and fourth graders. Next we go to the fifth graders and sixth graders. Barb?
Okay. I know that you had mentioned that Lloyd Alexander recently passed away. And so I added Taran Wanderer, which is one of the Prydain series. And it's a tale of an assistant pig keeper who becomes a hero and sets out on a quest to find his origins. And it's number 4 in a series of 5. They were all written in 1964 to 68. And they're actually based on Welsh legends. Lloyd Alexander wrote about 40 different novels, most of them fantasies for children. And one of my favorites is actually Time Cat, which is his first novel. I didn't realize that until I was doing a little research recently. But The Black Cauldron is the Disney movie is based on the first 2 books in that series. And he won a Newbery Honor for one of them and a Newbery Award for another. So it's quite a series and a great fantasy. For kids.
And a series is a great way to keep kids reading because once you've got them hooked on a story like this, they know exactly what to go to next. It makes it a little easier. Right. What was your pick? Or one of your picks here?
Well, I have something to add about Lloyd Alexander. Okay. He did have a book in the works before he passed away. And so coming out in August, we expect to see The Golden Dream of Carlo Chuccio.
Okay, something to look forward to. And take another
Let's see. We've brought lots of fantasy, so I'm going to mention one that isn't a fantasy. This book is MVP by Douglas Evans. It stands for the Magellan Voyage Project. Adam is getting ready, like lots of kids today, to go to summer camp. When all of a sudden he finds out that he is one of 24 kids who has been chosen to participate in an unusual contest, a race around the world with a $4 million prize for the winner. This complex global game is adventurous and fast-paced and a surefire success for this summer.
Okay, very good. Let's move on to middle school.
Okay, it's hard for me to pick out which one to talk about here. I guess I will pick The Golden Compass because it's going to be a movie in December. It's the first of Philip Pullman's Dark Materials trilogy. And you can already watch the trailer online. Lyra, the main character, is a young girl, and she lives in a world where each human has a demon. Hers is named Pantalaimon, and he's a shape-changing alter ego. Lyra travels north from Oxford to the top of the world in search of dust, which is the secret of human consciousness. and she has her alethiometer, which is the golden compass with which she can tell the truth about anything. And the remarkable thing about Lyra is that she can read this very, very quickly and easily, and scholars take years to figure out what the truth is. These are complex books, but they can be read on different levels, and they're exciting.
Okay. Kristen?
I brought a nonfiction selection, What Will Happen in Harry Potter 7. And the subtitle on this book really says it all. Who lives, who dies, who falls in love, and how will the adventure finally end? This book was put together by people from MuggleNet.com, which is one of the Harry Potter fan websites. It condenses all of the information in books 1 through 6, plus information from interviews with author J.K. Rowling to make predictions about the outcome of book 7, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows.
Okay, and book 7 is coming this summer, so you can check this one out and see what folks are thinking about. And then when the book comes out, you can read Harry Potter number 7 and find out how well they did.
Yeah.
Right. So when does the library, will the library get the book Harry Potter 7, the libraries, at the same time everybody else does?
July 21st.
Mm-hmm. July 21st, okay.
Yeah, and lots of people will have them available at midnight, I think,
yeah.
Including the Urbana Free Library. So we're actually going to stay open
You're
that night.
You're going to have a party. Okay.
It'll be interesting.
Okay, let's move on to high school before we run out of time.
Quickly, I want to talk about American-Born Chinese by Jean Yang. It received the Prince Award this year, and it examines race, identity, and self-acceptance in a visual tour de force. It is a graphic novel. There are 3 stories, one about a lonely Asian-American boy, Jin Wang, one about the Chinese folk hero, the Monkey King, and the last about Danny, an American teen with an embarrassingly Chinese cousin, Chin Chi. And teens' stories are somewhat humorous. They begin as separate vignettes, but then they intertwine for a compelling conclusion.
Okay. And Kristen?
I brought New Moon by Stephanie Meyer. This book continues the story that was begun in Meyer's first novel. It is about the human teenager, Bella Swan, and her vampire boyfriend, Edward Cullen. These books have mystery, romance, and fantasy all interwoven. Book 1 in this series is called Twilight. New Moon is number 2. And in August, Eclipse, the 3rd book in this series, will be coming out.
Okay. When do kids make the move upstairs to the adult department or across the room in the case of the Champagne Library?
Well, at the Champagne Library, the children's department serves kids up through 5th grade, and the middle schoolers and teenagers are up in the teen section.
And that's exactly what we do at Urbana also.
Okay. And is there one event you've got on the calendar in June you'd like to mention here before we wrap up?
This Saturday at the Champaign Public Library, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, we are having an archaeologist, a dinosaur specialist, come to the Champaign Public Library, and she's bringing bones.
That's great. We are doing an alien invasion on Wednesday afternoon at 2 o'clock for younger children, and they can come in costume.
Okay, so get the kids out and do a lot of, there's so many wonderful things going on in both places. You can do a crosstown express, right, from one
and
library.
Many families do.
Yeah, one library to
we
the
hope
next.
So.
Okay. I want to thank our guests this afternoon very much for joining us, Barbara Lintner and Kristen Hungerford. Barbara, the director of the Children's Services Department at the Urbana Free Library. Kristen, children's librarian at the Champaign Public Library. And the suggestions they had for us this afternoon, among others, are on our website, will.uiuc.edu, and also at the 2 libraries in the children's department. They have lists also that will be very helpful. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.